We begin the current daven. Sech this now is a daf lamed vav. We begin on the bottom of lamed heimed beis, four lines up from the bottom of the amud, where the Gemara introduces a new topic related to one halacha mentioned in our previous Mishnah. That is, there was a machlekes regarding what's the minimum shear for the prohibition of a nazir consuming something that comes from a grapevine. The Mishnah Rishayna said that it's a shear of a revius, whether for eating or drinking. And Rabbi Kiva said that it's a kezias, whether eating or drinking. Now, parenthetically, when he mentioned that, he mentioned an important halacha, which is going to be the discussion of our daf and continuing into the next daf, regarding this halacha of mishras, which is a word that's used in the pasuk regarding a nazir, which was that what Rabbi Kiva said was if a person has bread that's soaked, infused, saturated with wine, if they combine into the share of a kezias, which was the opinion Rabbi Kiva was espousing, then the nazir is going to be liable on that, which is a unique halacha, and that is not only that you don't have a revius, but just a kezias, but not only from the wine, it's just together with the bread you have a share of kezias, you're going to be liable even for that wine, which is less than that, but with the combination of the bread will be the share and the violation of a kezias. So on that, Amar Bava Amar Biechna says the following halacha. Kali sur in Shabbat Torah, every prohibition in the Torah, ein hetem mitzdarf le'issa. We don't say that a permitted item combines together with the prohibited item. For example, if let's say in an animal, there's two types of fats. There's a chaylev, which is the forbidden fats, and the shuman is the permitted fats. If someone eats a half of an olive size, which generally the shear of kezias is always the shear of the prohibition, if someone eats a half a zayis of chaylev, of forbidden fats, and a half of a zayis of shuman of the permitted fats, so he's going to be exempt, because you don't say that the permitted fats combine with the prohibited fats. Chutz mi isuri nazir, except for the prohibitions that apply to a nazir, and that is, if let's say he eats a half of an olive size of grapes and a half of an olive size of bread together in one simultaneous, then he's going to be liable for the shear of a kezias. Shari amr Torah, because the Torah says in Bamidbar, when it describes the prohibitions of what the nazir is allowed to is forbidden from consuming, it says v'chol mishras anavim. And the word of sharua, which is that it's infused and it's saturated, is that even that's forbidden with wine, where it says loy yishta, that is not allowed to drink. Now, what that means to say is that, as Rabbi Kiva had illustrated in the Mishnah, that there's a liability of even if the bread is soaked with wine, and the combination is the shear of a kezias, and the reason being, as the Rush says, because if it was referring to just the kezias of wine itself, then why would you need a pasuk of mishras? What is mishras coming to teach you? Who cares that you're consuming the wine through it being saturated in bread if the bread's not combining? Obviously, it's coming to tell you that even the bread combines, the heter is mitzdarif le'issa. Now, the Gemara continues on top of Lamed Vav Ben Aleph, Ziri Amar. Now, that was Revo in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Ziri says the only exception is not just the halachas of Nazir. It says Afsar, also the prohibition of sourdough, of leaven, the Baal Taktiru, and the prohibition of being makter it, sacrificing it on the Mizbeach, which it says in the Pasuk called Sa'ar B'chol Devash Lesek Tiru in Vayikra Perek Beis, says you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach any leaven or honey. So on that is what Ziri says, there too, the heter is going to be starved to the Isser. In other words, let's say someone sacrifices a half a zayis of chamech, which is prohibited, and a half a zayis of matzah with it, even if they're not mixed together, rather each one is recognizable, still they're going to combine for the shear of a kezias of violating the Isser of being makter sa'ar on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara wonders on this interpretation of Ziri. Come on, who is he going like? That he's saying that you'll say hetem mitzdarf le'isser even on this violation of bringing leaven of chametz on the Mizbeach. Is Rabbi Elazar, obviously he's going like Rabbi Elazar, the Darush Kol. Then he expounds Kol, which as the Rush fills us in, this is regards, which says in Perek Kol HaMenachis, there's a brice over there. The Pasuk says, Ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash le'isek tiru. Now, the brice there says, I would only know if kulay, in other words, if the entire chametz, the fistful of the flour offering, is going to be chametz, that's prohibited, which that is two zeis and two olive size fits into the fistful, because he holds that a chametz is not less than two that. Now, how would I know that one would be liable for sa'ar on the Mizbeach, even if it's only part of the fistful, in other words, half a fistful, which is just one zayis? That's what the Pasuk teaches when we use the word kol, including even just half of a zayis. Now, a Reuven Minayin? How do you know that even if it's just a mixture, in other words, if you take a half a Zayas of Sa'ar, not even a full Zayas, but just a half a olive of leaven and a half of Zayas of matzah, which that would be Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser, how do you know that even over the year you'd be liable? So that's what the Pasuk teaches, not just the word kol, but it says ki kol, which that's what the Gemara is saying, that Zi'iri obviously is saying, like Rabbi Laza, who he expounds kol, which is ki kol. In other words, as the Gemara will shortly ask, just like it says regarding the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, it says ki kol machmetzes lo yisechelu, anything that's leavened cannot be eaten, which Rabbi Laza says comes to include kutecha bavli and shechar amadei, which the Rabbanan argue in Perek Elo Ivan. And the reason being is because since they expound that kol tells you part of it, so meaning Rebbe Lazar, so you have ki kol, which is extra, kol itself would already tell you that even partial, let's say the two kazesim of the kaimitz, kol tells you even just one zayis. When it says ki kol, that comes to tell you even a ruvay, even if it's just a mixture, you don't even have the whole thing being aser, just part of it, which, since it's mixed with heter, that tells you heter mitzdarf le'iser. But the Rabbanan, that they don't expound kol, as we just mentioned before, they disagree, which that's brought elsewhere in Perek Elo Avrin, they don't hold that from kol machmetz le'isechelu, you would include other things. So they need ki kol to tell you that halacha, which Rabbi Lazar already knows from kol, they don't expound kol. So ki kol, which Rabbi Lazar then takes to the next level, not just miktsasa, but even a ruvai, the Rabbanan need ki kol to tell you miktsasai, and therefore they don't have a source for hetem mitzdarf l'iser. So again, so therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, in way of its asking its question, is that Zi'iri, who's saying that you'll say hetem mitzdarf l'iser by the iser of sa'ir on the mizbeach, must be going like Rabbi Lazar, who he expounds kol. So therefore, when it says ki kol by sa'ir, everyone agrees ki kol is a drasha. But kol, not everyone agrees, is a drasha. Now, if kol is already a drasha, because you hold like Rabbi Lazar, so that would tell you miktsasa your chayiv, meaning you don't have to give the whole kaimitz, even half the kaimitz, which is a kazayas. But ki kol, then, that's a next drasha, which everyone agrees to. To the contrary, Rabban only hold ki kol as a drasha, not kol. So then, according to Rabbi Lazar, you could take it to the next level, not only if you have part of the kaimitz, which is a full zayis, but even if you only have a half a zayis. Well, how could you be chayiv on half a zayis? The shir is a zayis. Oh, because it's a combination of sa'ir and of matzah, which matzah is okay, regular flour offering, but not that of chametz. So therefore the Gemara asks, if Zi'iri must be going like Rabbi Lazar, so ihachi le'inin chametz nami, so then why, if according to Rabbi Lazar, that the halach of hetem mitzdarf l'isra applies even by the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, as the Pasuk says, ki kol oichol machmetzes, whether you have both levels there, you have kol and you have ki kol, which would tell you this halacha of not only of miktsasai, but even on a ruve when it's mixed with something else to have the requisite share. So essentially the Gemara's question is, so then why did Zi'iri only say, besides what Rebbe Avohu said in the name of Rebbe Yechon, that an exception that you don't say hetem mitzdarf l'iser, but he said, by Nazir you will say, because it says Mishras. So Zi'iri says, I could add on even halacha of Sa'ir b'balal taktir on the Mizbeach, that's also an illustration of hetem mitzdarf l'iser. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? He's based on the Tanoic opinion of Rebbe Lazar, let him actually say the halacha where we know Rebbe Lazar says it too, which is by chametz on Pesach, where there also the yuchayv on a ruvay on the mixture of chametz with matzah to make the shir of a kezayis. So why does it only use the example of the prohibition of leaven on the mizbeach? So the Gemara says, and the chanami, truth is, you're right, that regarding chametz on Pesach, heter is mitzdarf l'isra like Rebbe Lazar. So why did Zi'iri pick the example of sa'ir? At Lafukim Abai, it's because he specifically wanted you to use that example to exclude from Abai's interpretation in that drasha of that brisa, and what does it mean that Einli Elo Kuloi, that even Miktsasai, and that even Eruvai, is because Abai holds the Amar, Yesh Haktar Bepochas Megazayas. Abai held that Haktara, violation for sacrificing what's not allowed to be brought there, let's say Sa'ir or Dvash, that actually, the shear, the minimum, is even less than the kezayis. In other words, he explains that b'rayis over there in Perek Kol HaMenachos, when it says, Einli Elo Kuloi, I would think that it's only if all of that, not like the way we said it for Zi'iri, which is the whole kaimitz, which is two kezayisim, but rather kula would mean one zayis, because Abaya holds that actually Akhtara is even less than two zaysim. So then when the Brisa says miktsasim inayin, how do you know even if you're going to have part of that, which again, according to Zeiwi's interpretation, you only knew that meant even just one zayis, not both zaysim. According to Abaya, since his starting point is one zayis, so miktsasim means how would you know even that a chatzi zayis? That's what it says, tamalei merkol. Then when it says a ruvim inayin, how do you know even the mixture? What does that mean? What mixture? You're already less than the zayis. You already learned miktsasim from part of it, from kol, you already learned less than the zayis. And zayis is always the cutting point of what's necessary. Less than the zayis doesn't make a difference. So on that, Abai's interpretation of a ruvim inayin meant that if you have a little bit of sa'ir that's mixed in with heter, where you would have thought to say, since it's mixed together with heter, it would become bottle, it would become nullified, and there wouldn't be any problem of bringing leaven with the rest of the heter that it's mixed with. That's what, according to Abaya, does the Braisa say, ki kol, that has a ki added to the kol. Now, according to Abaya, it's not possible to say that this halacha is teaching you that se'ir is mitzdarf with the heter, because you don't need any tziruf, you don't need any combination according to Abaya, because even less than the kezayis, you're going to be liable. Now, therefore, that it was better for Zeiri to choose the case of se'ir, because he wanted to exclude from Abaya to tell you kamash malan, know that ein haktara b'pachas mekezayis. No, there is no sacrificing, meaning there's no violation of haktara of se'ir less than the kezayis. So then, how do you interpret then the brice over there? Must be because of hetem mitzaref l'issa. Again, he could have said it to hetem mitzaref l'issa by the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, but he specifically chose it by the case of se'ir because he wanted to tell you, parenthetically, not like the way Abaya interprets the brisa, which obviously is not teaching you the halacha of hetem mitzaref l'issa, because he holds the haktara, the violation, is even less than the kezayis. And again, therefore, once it's less than the kezayis, then a ruve has to teach you a different halacha that it's not going to become batel and it's going to be prohibited. But it's not prohibited because it's combining for the share of a kezayis together with the heter, because according to Abaya, it doesn't need a share of a kezayis. So that's why Zeiri said, no, this is a case of heter mitzaref l'iser. And by default, what that means is that he's arguing in Abaya because haktara, the violation, is only when it has a share of a kezayis. So the Gemara tells that Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamar lo l'hashmait. Rav Dimi was sitting, and he was saying over this teaching from Rabbi Yechanan, which is that, as we said from Rabbi Vo on Rabbi Yechanan, that really heter is not mitzaref l'iser. You don't combine heter to make that you have the requisite shear of iser, except, like we said, by Nazir, where it says mishras. Now, on that Esri Abaya, and that Abaya asked from a Mishnah in Masechtas Tefillah. The Mishnah there says, ha-mikvah. If, let's say, the dish itself, mikveh is from the word of kafui, which is that it's thick and it's congealed. It's a type of, for example, like a porridge and something like that. So let's say the porridge itself was shel truma, was from truma, which has a certain sanctity to it. Vashum vashemen, but the garlic and the oil, meaning that which is put into the dish to spice it, was shel chulin, was from unconsecrated produce. V'nagat tful yom b'miktsasin. Now, a tful yom, which has a low-level type of a tumah because he already immersed himself. That's what tful yom. He already immersed himself in mikveh that day. And by sunset, by automatically, once it gets sunset, he's going to be tahar. But he's still tummy. Now he touches just part of the porridge. So the halacha is pasul as kulan. The entire porridge becomes pasul, which is the halacha by tful yom. It doesn't make it what's called tummy. Tummy means it contracts tumah and can then convey it to something else. Pasul means that it itself becomes invalidated, but it doesn't then transmit the tumah to anything else. Now, the reason for this halacha is because the primary component over here is the porridge, and that's made out of truma, although the spices are not truma. And therefore, the tful yom invalidates the truma, and therefore that everything is included, even what the tafel becomes part of the ikur, which the ikur is truma. But if mikbash al chulun, if the porridge itself is unconsecrated, fashum vashem shel truma, and the garlic and the oil is from truma, the spices are from truma, the nugget tful yom b'miktsas, and then the tful yom touches only part of the porridge, loy pasul ela makom agoy. So the only part of the porridge that becomes pasul is where he touched, but the rest is still okay, it's not tummy. V'avinu, we asked regarding this Mishnah, makom agoy am I pasul? Why is it that where he touched at least becomes pasul, but the halacha is that the tafel is bottled to the ikur? the minority, which are the spices, although that's truma, is bottled to the right, which is chulin. Now, as the Rush explains, because the Gemara's assumption now is that the halacha of dimua, which is the mixture of truma and chulin, is only rabbinic. So if it's only rabbinic, so then why should even the place where you touch become possible? If even if you possibly touch the truma, it's bottle in the rest of the majority, which is the porridge itself. So therefore, it shouldn't be any problem. Like when you touch chulin, the tefillah yam doesn't do anything to it. So on that v'amar Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he said that no, dimua, the mixture of truma and chulin, is actually biblical, and that's why he said that ma tam. You know where the reason is? Is hoyel v'zar loikale bekezayis. Since a non-Kohen, if he would eat this porridge, he would be liable for lashes if he ate a kezayis of that porridge. Now, why would that be? Because, yes, although the majority is porridge, which is chulin, but the spices are truma. So what that means essentially is that although it's the minority, it does not become bottle in the porridge. There is still a sanctity of truma on the spices. And therefore, if a zar ate a kezayis of it, he'd be liable for lashes. So therefore, essentially the same thing as we explained that Mishnah Tvul Yaim, would regarding the halacha of Tumah, it also has the designation and the name of Truma on it. And therefore, there's still Truma here. Now, however, they weren't so stringent as to consider the entire porridge as Truma, to say that the whole thing becomes possible, but where you touch, we'll say is going to be possible. Because essentially, there is still Truma in here, and the Tvul Yaim touching Truma invalidates it, but again, it's not the whole thing. And therefore, since Dimua is Deiraisa, if the place where you touched is somewhere in the middle, that place itself is going to become Tameh. And again, the source of this is because as we know, the halacha is that if a Zar ate from this Agizais, he would be Chayiv Malkus, obviously that the Truma does not become Batal. Now, on that is, Abai concludes his question to Rav Dimi. He says, now, my timer, what is the reason? And that is, why is it that As we said that the foundation of the explanation of that Mishnah Tvul Yom was because a Zar, we said, a non-Kohen that eats it, a Kezayis of it, will be liable for lashes. Why? Because of a Zaris, because of a non-Kohen eating Truma. Now the problem is, but we know that lashes requires the minimum measurement of food, which is a Kezayis. And this person is not eating a Kezayis of Truma. He's eating a Kezayis of the porridge. The porridge, the majority, is not Truma, it's Chulin. So why, if there's spices of Truma in here, are you saying that we consider the truma extend, and if he ate a kezayis of it, he'd be chayiv, but you're not eating a kezayis. You're eating a kezayis of the whole porridge. You're not eating a kezayis of truma, so why would you be liable for lashes? So on that, Abaye proves, lav mishum nehetim mitzdarif le'isr, isn't it because, yes, just eating a kezayis of the porridge, you would be chayiv for malchus as a zar. Why? What do you mean? Maybe two-thirds or whatever it is was chulin and the rest was truma. Was because the heter of the porridge of the chulin combines with the isra of the truma, spices, the garlic, and the oil that's in there. Now the problem Abaye has with that is, so we see that even by other isurim, for example, the isra of a zar to eat truma, you do say heter mitzdarfles, and you said, meaning what you were quoting from Rabbi Bo in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that no, we never say heter mitzdarfles isra, we only say it regarding the halacha of nazir by mishras. So therefore, Abaye asked, but you see clearly from that interpretation of the Mishnah Tvul Yaim that we say Hetem and Starf L'Isr, even by other Isr. So now the Gemara continues, and we're on Amud Beis over here, that Omalei, Rav Dimi, said to Abaye Loi. No, not true. You don't say Hetem and Starf L'Isr, even by Truma, by a coin. Now, my Kezayis, what was the interpretation that we said that because a Zar would be Chai for eating Kezayis of the porridge, what that meant to say is because within the time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, he would have eaten a kezayis of the truma spices. In other words, if he eats a pras, which is, you know, that's the term used for a half a loaf of bread, which a loaf of bread is two meals worth of bread, where the Rush explains a pras of mikvah, of porridge, would be four beitzim, a measurement of four eggs. Now, within that amount of food, of porridge, you would have eaten a kezayis of the spices, of the oil and the garlic. Now, that is a halacha that we have, that whoever eats a shear of something that's prohibited to eat, for example, chaylev or blood or kesevis on Yom Kippurim, that the eating that he eats combines to be the requisite shear if it's within the time frame of to eat what's called kedachilas pras, which is if, let's say, you eat just a mustard seed size of chalev now, and then you eat again and again and again, until you have a kezias of forbidden fats. And all that eating was within the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which again, the Rush is calling here four beitzim, then that combines, and it's if you ate a one time, which is the requisite share. So therefore, what Rav Dimi answers to Abaye is that no, we're not saying that because we see the Truma extant here, because if you eat a kezias of the porridge, you'd be chayev from Malkus. Of course not, because het is not mitzarfel eser. What did we mean that the Truma is extant? Meaning, because if you eat a Truma, if you eat a kezias of the Truma of, how do you have Truma over here, of the spices, now how could you eat a Truma, how could you eat a kezias of the Truma spices in the shear? You could, because if you ate a kedachilas pras of the porridge and you're spooning in and you ate that amount of four eggs, you would have consumed in that amount of shear, which is the amount of time that necessary, of a kezias of the truma spices that's in there. So you're not being liable because het mitzarfles, it's because you can actually have a kezias of truma of, because that's what the spices are made of, and you can have that within that amount of time. And therefore, we see the truma's extent, and that's why it applies halacha of tful yom being metamet, but not because of a kezias, of just eating of the porridge itself, because then you wouldn't be chayiv, because the heter of the porridge of the chulin is not mitzarf to the iser of the truma spices. Now, on that, Abaye asked on Rav Dimi's answer. So, vachilas pras deraisi, he asked him, he says, that this did the rabbi say, that a kezias, which is a requisite shear, combines, if you ate it within the amount of time that it takes to eat four eggs worth, that's a biblical halacha l'moshe mesina, like other shiurim that would tell us that you're going to get malchus on that omelayin. So that Rav Dimi answered, yes, that's a biblical halacha, and that's why it even said that you're going to get malchus for eating that truma spices where you need to eat a share of a kezias, but it's not because that the heter porridge is being mitzdarf with the iser, it's because you're actually going to have the amount of oil with the amount of time that it takes to eat, whether it's between 4 and 9 minutes, and you're going to be able to eat that amount of porridge, you'll have a share of a kezias. So on that, Abaye asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, that you're telling me the concept of kedachilas pras is a biblical concept to say that it's as if you ate it at one time, that's considered one time if it's in that amount of time, and that's why you can get malchus even for as a tzar eating truma, then amai pligir abon alel derabalaza b'kudach abavli. Then why, as we mentioned on Amud Aleph, do the rabbis argue in Rabalazar by this Babylonian dip called kudach abavli, which had some chametz elements in that dip, where, as the Rush explains, although they don't expound kol, as we mentioned before, that there's kol and some psukim have ki kol, where, again, the Ziri had said, to interpret Rabbi Lazar, where kol already tells you miktsasai, so ki kol tells you eruvai, where we said that the Rabbanan, which the source of that, what this was brought down was by the Isra of chametz on Pesach, where the rabbis don't expound kol the way Rabbi Lazar does. Rabbi Lazar expounds kol, and therefore kikol would be a second level. They don't expound kol, so therefore kikol would be the first level. And again, that's why they didn't have hetem and starfel isra by sa'ar, because kikol was its own drasha. So on that, the Rush says, although yes, they don't expound kol to include a ruvai when the heter is mitzdarf to isra regarding being liable for the consumption of chametz on Pesach, when you have kutach abavli, you're right, the permitted, the non-chametz elements of that Babylonian dip kutach will not combine according to the Rabbanan, because they don't hold that you darshan kol the way Rabbi Lazar does. And therefore, he says ki kol can then take it to the next level, that the heter of the rest of the dip could be misafel iser. But the question that Abaye is asking to Rav Dimi is, but you eat a kezias of the chametz element of that dip within kedachilas pras. And if you're saying that's a biblical halacha, then why do they argue and say that you're not going to be chayiv for the consumption of that on Pesach? Because yes, forget about the rest of the permitted parts, but the Easter part, you're saying, just like you're comparing by this porridge, well, you'll be chayiv malchus if you're a czar eating it because you'll have that amount of the spices in that time frame. Say, so you'll have that amount of chametz in that time frame. So Amalei, so that Rav Dimi responded, he says, no, hanach l'kutach abavli, leave kutach abavli out of this, because the lekik is ice with the echilis pras. That's not a good comparison. It's not like the case that I was describing and answering regarding the halacha of the truma spices of the shuman and shemen by the mikveh, by the porridge, because there, yes, you would have a kezias of that within the time frame of achilas pras, but you don't have the Babylonian dip of kudach abavli, because you don't eat a kezias of the chametz part within the time frame of achilas pras. The reason being is kutach is not something that's meant to be eaten as eating. Yeah, something that you eat like porridge, you'll have that amount of spices in that time frame. But kutach habavli is a dip. It's just used for dipping. You get very little in that amount of time, let's say of 9 minutes. And moreover, as Rav Dimi says, idukar sharif le mishraf. If it happens to be that the person on Pesach actually eats the Babylonian dip, where now you'll have a kazayis of the chametz with the k'dei achilas pras, and that Rav Dimi says but l'dayte yitzkal adam, and that is his what he's doing is totally deviant for what most people do, and what he's doing is nullified, and hence it's not even considered eating because no one eats a dip to be liable on it. That's how Rashi explains in Masechta Pesachim. Some explain that what he means to say with this is that you're right. If a person would eat the whole dip and just guzzle down the dip on Pesach, he would be chayiv. But the reason why the Rabbanan say that you're not chayiv is because they weren't talking about that, because generally people don't eat a Babylonian dip. They just dip. Now, therefore, imishter korshater, so again, if you're eating it, so batla dat it's kalad, that's why you're not chayiv. And if the person went and dipped it as it's normally being dipped on Pesach, you're not going to have a kezayis on the chametz part within 9 minutes because, again, by just dipping, you're not getting that much food as it is. And to get the chametz elements, a kezayis of it within that time frame is not common. And again, therefore, it's not difficult. Why the Rabban argue, yes, what I'm answering is correct. The shear of k'dei achilas pras is biblical. You could even mechayev lashes if you eat that amount of the isser within that time frame. But kutach habavli is different because you're not going to have the kezayis of the isser of chametz within the time frame of a k'dei achilas pras. But Eisvei, Baya continues asking Rav Dimi from the following b'risa. Says, shtei maduches, there's two mortars. Mortar is like a round type of bowl made out of earthenware where they would crush spices in it. So you have achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. One had truma in it and one had chulin. Well, the fun of shtei k'deiris, now in front of these two mortars were two pots. Achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. One was truma food and one was chulin food. V'naflu elu teich elu, whatever, someone stumbled. Now, both of these mortars fell into these two pots, one into the truma pot and one to the chulin pot. So the halacha is shtei mutaris. Both of the pots are permitted, meaning we say that the chulin one is permitted as chulin and the truma as truma. Shani yom, because I say, that's what the b'risa says, chulin teich chulin naflu, will assume that the chulin mortar with its spices, which were chulin, fell into the chulin pot, and the truma took truma nafla, and the truma one fell into the truma pot. That's what the b'risa says. Ask Sabaya, now v'isal g'daitech, and that if you would entertain the way you're saying, that kezayis b'chdei achilas pras d'raisa, that this halacha of eating a kezayis of something that's forbidden, which in this case is truma for a non-kohen, is a biblical halacha. So amayim rinan shani oimah, then why do I say this like the b'risa says that I'm going to say that the chulin fell into the chulin? But you have to be concerned that maybe the truma from the mortar that had the truma spices fell into the chulin one, and maybe then when you're eating whatever's in that dish from that pot, you can have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So even that's all mixed in, but you might have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, and if that's a biblical halacha, then that suffix should go l'chumra. So on that, Rav Dimi responds to Abai, says, wait a second. So elamai, so what do you want? So let's say we'll interpret the way you want it, that hetem mitzdarf le'isser, because that's what's being debated regarding the interpretation, what's it based on. Abaye wanted to prove, oh, must be this halacha, we say hetem mitzdarf le'isser, which Rav Dimi says, no, like in that Mishnah Tvul Yom, it's not because of hetem mitzdarf le'isser, it's because of, you're going to have the amount of the isser itself, b'chdei achilas pras. So Rav Dimi says, so let's just take your principle, that you hold that the halacha of hetem mitzdarf le'isser is also universal. It's not just, like Ravo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, just by Nazar, or like Ziri said by Sa'aretz. It's universal. But according to you, that you say that the heter is mitzdarf le'isser, then the b'risa is just as difficult for you. Then why would you say, like the b'risa says, oh, that I'll say the chulin fell into the chulin, but you have to be concerned. Maybe in the pot, there's of the that had chulin, that fell in, truma, less than a kezayis, but the heter is mitzdarf to the isser. Because you say hetz mitzdarf l'isser, so how is it any better for you? To the contrary, whatever it is, even if isser fell into the, you have one that's with the other one, you have to be concerned that the hetz is being mitzdarf with the isser. So therefore, Rav Dimi says it's not a difficulty from this b'risa, because even you have to find some type of interpretation. Why would we say chulin tei chulin naflu if maybe the truma fell into the chulin? And if it did, even if it's less than the kazayis, but it's going to be mitzdarf with the heter of the chulin. So elahanach letruma tavla. So the Rav Dimi said that leave alone this case of spices, because when you're talking about the truma spices, the rabbanon he, that's just a rabbinic halacha, and the reason being is because the pasuk says reishis the ganchati reish chaviyitzarecha. Those are the only ones that are biblical truma. Now, therefore, regarding cases of spices, which is not dagon, grain, tirish, wine, and yitzer, which is oil, so therefore it's a suffix over here, and it's known as a suffix drabbanon, a rabbinic doubt. We go to kula, we give it a leading interpretation, and we say that we can say that it wasn't that the truma fell into this chulun one, but rather the chulun one fell into this chulun one. Now, however, esvai. We would now buy us from a different price, so you can't give the answer that Rav Dimi just gave before. Here we're talking about shtei kupois, two large boxes. Now, in the boxes are tavua, is grain, where that's biblical truma. And seemingly we have the same halacha, and therefore we're going to be back to the question. Achas al truma v'achas al chulun. One box has truma, one has chulun. Ulefneim shnei soin. And in front of them, there are two smaller measurements of that contain the saw. Achas al chulun v'achas al truma. V'naflu elu toich elu. Now the soin fell into the big kupois, into the big boxes. So now the brisa says, shnei mutarin. Both boxes are permitted. Shaniyam, because I say, chulun toich chulun naflu, and truma toich truma naflu. So asks Abaya, v'iso gadaita k'sayis b'chdei achilas pras asur. Now if it's like you're entertaining that you say that the halacha of a kazayis within the time from achilas pras is a biblical isur, amayam rina shani yaimur, why do I say that, that I say that it fell in, but we're talking about a biblical halacha over here because we're talking about biblical truma over here. Now moreover, as we continue at top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, although in the last question Rav Dimi said, and what's with you, it's difficult to you, here Abaye says, no, Bishlim l'didi, Abaye says, according to my interpretation, da'aminam shum de'hatim etzarf l'isa, that I say generally, the problems you run into when the Isser falls into Heter, is because the Heter could combine with the Isser. Here you can't say that, because we're told makugoyin d'nefishi chulin, where here you have much more chulin, than the truma. The reason being is because this case was talking about that the saw, which is a smaller measurement, fell into the kupa. Now the kupa, this big box, has chulin. Now even if the truma one fell in, there, although my halacha of heter mitzarf l'iser is, I'm saying, is also biblical halacha, but there you're not going to say heter mitzarf l'iser. The reason being is we only say that when there's more iser than heter, and the heter combines to be mashlim and complement and supplement the iser. Now the reason being is because here we're talking about grain falling into grain, which is called min b'minay. When you have the same type of thing, when they're the same min, then biblically they're going to be batel in the rife. Now, although rabbinically actually for truma you need to have a ratio of 100 to 1 to be mevatel, that's again only rabbinic halacha. And since here it's a suffix, if the truma fell into the chulun or not, so we'll say that the suffix drabban is lekula. But on the biblical level, you're not going to say heter mitzdarf l'iser because that's only when there's more iser than heter. Here you have more heter, more chulun than iser. But el ledach, but ask Abai Rav Dimi, but according to you, that you say mishum de'ikur gizayis b'chdei achilas pras, that there's a problem that even have much more chulun than truma. But if you're going to be eating and eating and eating within the time frame of, let's say, 9 minutes of Kedei Achilas Pras, you're going to consume that amount of Truma of Kezayis. So Kenefishi Chulin might have it. So even if you have tons of Chulin, what does that mean? Who cares? But still you have to be concerned, at least, if it's a biblical halacha. You tell me that that's the suffix over here, that you might be eating a Kezayis of the Truma that fell in, Bechdei Achilas Pras, and that's a biblical halacha. So therefore, why, according to you, do we say Sha'ani Yomi, that we say that the Chulun fell into the Chulun when there's a biblical suffix over here? So that Amalei, on that Rav Dimi responds to Abaya, again, similar to the previous answer, Hanach l'truma b'zman hazeh. Leave alone this discussion because it's talking about truma in today's times, which is Rabbanan. It's only Rabbinic halacha, even the tvua of the gairin, meaning even grain, is only Rabbinic today. The halacha of truma was only at the time when there was the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, however, when we're past that, even Truma, regular Truma of Dag and Tarshu Yitz is only Rabbinic, and therefore we're going to be Toila Lahakil. We will give a lenient interpretation, even according to me, that you could run it to, yes, maybe you'll be eating a Kezayis of the Truma B'chdei Achilas Pras, which is a biblical precept. But the variable is rabbinic, because although we're talking about kupa of trum of grain, but grain is man is only rabbanan, and therefore even according to me, it's going to be a rabbinic halacha, and therefore savak rabbanan is lekul. And again, therefore Rav Dimi has still defended his position in refuting the question of Abai, which Abai had asked. Seemingly, you have a case of not just by nazar that you have hetem etzdar for iser, as we had interpreted that mishnah tvul yoyim. And Rav Dimi said that no, that's based on not because he's eating a kezayis of a zar, eating a kezayis of that porridge that'll be chayiv because the heter is mitzav to the iser, but rather because if you're going to eat that amount of porridge of a kedei achilas pras, you'll get a kezayis of the truma itself, and that's because you could get lashed for that, because the halacha of the eating an iser b'kedei achilas pras, of getting a share of a kezayis of iser with an amount of time it takes to eat much more than that, which is a half a loaf of bread, if you'll get that amount to iser, it's like you eat it one time, and therefore that's a biblical halacha, and therefore a zar who eats that could get malchus for that.